It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy and what we've got in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee to see what's going on. Hey, Christopher, what's happening this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, Venus will be visible in the east in the early morning around about 5:30 a.m. As October moves on, this planet will move to the evening sky, and we have Mars and Saturn both visible during dusk. Finally, Jupiter will be visible after midnight in the west.
Anything on the satellite front?
Well, this week the moon is on its way to being full, and of course that's going to mean spotting satellites and meteors is going to be very tricky. But on Friday night, the not-so-secret X-37B spacecraft will be making a brief appearance in our island skies. It will be passing from the northwest to the east-southeast at around about 7:13 p.m. It will get very high in the sky, almost passing overhead at around about 82 degrees. So keep those eyes peeled, stargazers.
And you had said there was news about a moon in our solar system.
That's right. So you may remember a couple of months ago we covered the appearance of a mysterious island-like formation on the surface of one of Saturn's moons.
That was Titan.
Yeah. It was discovered by the Cassini spacecraft using its high-tech radar gear. You see, Titan is covered by a thick layer of smog, and the only way to see through it is to use radar. So while Cassini was scanning the surface of Titan back in August, it discovered that an island had apparently appeared out of nowhere from underneath the surface of Titan's seas.
And so that is, again, a place where the oceans are made of gas, right?
That's why this is very weird. During a recent flyby, Cassini discovered that this island had gotten a lot bigger than when we last saw it. Nobody was really sure what on Titan this could have been. It was thought that perhaps these were enormous bubbles rising to the surface, or perhaps it was something floating on the surface or just below, and they thought it may have even been a problem with the spacecraft.
Any of the ideas seem logical?
Well, Titan has seasons just like the Earth. It's a lot colder than the Earth, it's way below freezing in fact, but it still has seasonal melting and freezing of liquid methane and other chemicals on its surface. It's possible that whatever created this huge island-type object could have been the result of seasonal changes that had occurred on Titan.
Like the tide receding, basically.
Possibly, yeah.
We appreciate the report. Thank you, Christopher.
You're welcome, Dave.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time for Stargazer.